Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria today up to 21, Joburg 20, and Mpumalanga going into the weekend with a high of 22 degrees.
In Braamfontein, a collision on the M1 northbound near Empire Road, that's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, three Test Centurions will line up for the Barbarians in Cape Town against the Springboks, and a big weekend in Mpumalanga with the Pumas to host the SA20 final.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected back on home soil today after this week's historic visit to Washington and that meeting with US President Donald Trump in the Oval Office. The presidency released a statement last night from Washington saying the two state leaders agreed to boost bilateral trade and investment. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
The presidency says in a statement that Ramaphosa and Trump pledged to increase bilateral investment and cooperate on technological innovation. The closed-door White House meeting followed a tense moment on Wednesday when Trump played a controversial video alleging violence against white South Africans. Despite that rocky start in the Oval Office, Ramaphosa emphasized the importance of restoring diplomatic and economic channels. The presidency adds that the visit focused on addressing issues that have been a source of diplomatic tensions over the recent months. Ramaphosa also personally invited Trump to the G20 summit to be held in Johannesburg in November, and he told the media afterwards he expected the US leader would be there. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
While crime in South Africa was in the spotlight in the Oval Office on Wednesday, we will get further information today about the latest crime statistics. Police Minister Senzo Mkhwanazi and National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola will present the quarterly crime stats in Pretoria at 10 a.m. These will reflect on crimes from between the 1st of January and the 31st of March this year. Deputy President Paul Mashatile will also head home this weekend after his week in France. Mashatile led a delegation of ministers and deputy ministers to an investment conference. Yesterday, he held discussions with French President Emmanuel Macron at the Élysée Palace in Paris. Macron confirmed his country's support for the G20 summit to be held in Johannesburg in November. Meanwhile, Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi has given the assurance that they are ready for the G20 summit. Part of getting everything in order, looking at Gauteng roads. Lesufi said yesterday that 1.5 billion rand has been allocated for road repairs and maintenance. This includes the fixing of potholes, with the CSIR compiling a map of potholes across the province.
We requested CSIR to then map and determine progress in terms of the filling of potholes, and that we are moving to fill up the potholes. And once more, we want to apologize to our motorists in our province that are going through so many potholes. But there is a plan, there is a budget.
About Lesufi's plans for Gauteng, that's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And Britain's Prince William has launched a new groundbreaking documentary series titled Guardians. The six-part docu-series, in collaboration with United for Wildlife, offers a rare insight into the dangerous work of wildlife rangers operating on the front lines of conservation worldwide. The series follows stories from rangers in the Kruger National Park, as well as those working in the Central African Republic, the Indian Himalayas, and Sri Lanka. I'm Khada de Souza, net vir die hoofnuus die uur. Die presidentie sê dit was suksesvolle gesprekvoeringe wat tussen Ramaphosa en president Trump plaasgevind het.
We're live here from the Queenswood Spa in Pretoria. It's open. It's been open since 6 o'clock this morning. It's a vibe because you can collect your race pack for this year's Spa Women's Challenge. Chone, come and say, how's it? You can't miss us. We're on the pavement in a big purple van.
Yes.
So we're getting ready for a Friday Live with Tamlin. But before we get there, shall we try and give away 39,000 Rand? Name these four songs that you hear in the Secret Sound of Music. Let's do the South Africa Vival Gelki hier op Vrijdag, brought to you by Outsurance.
So this just in, a 38-year-old man named Bang is a real Outsurance